Today on Press TV, the leader of the Islamic Revolution says he's not taking any stance regarding the mutual understanding with the P5+1 on Iran's nuclear program. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says he neither agrees nor is opposed to the Switzerland statement since what has been reached is not binding yet. Iran has unveiled an experimental nuclear fuel unit in a ceremony marking the National Nuclear Technology Day. This is the latest in a series of Iranian nuclear achievements. The head of the Atomic Energy Organization of Iran announced that indigenization of nuclear technology tops the agenda of the country. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani says Tehran will sign a final nuclear deal only if all economic sanctions are terminated, as soon as the sides sign the agreement. He stressed that Iran is seeking a win-win deal. The Iranian president added Iran will continue enrichment, research and development. Gunmen wearing military uniforms have stormed a court complex in the city of Mazar-e-Sharif in northern Afghanistan. Security sources say the assailants are still inside the building and police are exchanging fire with them. At least 9 people have been wounded. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Saudi authorities have told Iranian officials that they have arrested perpetrators who harassed 2 Iranian teenage pilgrims at Jeddah Airport. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Hossein Ahmed Abdollahian says Riyadh has pledged that the perpetrators will face severe punishment. Earlier this week, Saudi officials harassed 2 Iranian teenage pilgrims in Jeddah Airport. Ansarullah movement has accused Saudi Arabia and the US of supporting Al-Qaeda in Yemen. Mohammed Abdulhassan Abdussalam, a spokesperson for the movement, says Riyadh and Washington do not seek to take out Al-Qaeda because they created and funded the terrorist group themselves. Bahraini security forces have attacked protesters angry at Al-Khalifa regime's crackdown on activists. Clashes erupted in Malkia village, located in the western part of the country. A group of clerics also converged outside Sadiq Maliki's house in protest of the cleric's detention. He was arrested on Sunday. At least 25 people have been killed, nearly 24 more injured in a bus accident in southwestern Bangladesh. The incident occurred in Banga area of Faridpur district after the bus packed with passengers veered off the road, hit trees and plunged into a ditch. Those are the latest here on Press TV.